You're listening to the Bethel University Chapel Podcast, recorded from the Everest War Chapel Fine Arts Center in Mishawaka, Indiana. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the last day of classes, right? Yeah. Well, I think very easily back to the first chapel that we had, and I was dressed in all pink. I tried today, but you know, a little bit of pink. And tonight we have the carnival, if rain permits, and I'll be wearing a wetsuit for the dunk tank. Okay. I'm going to see if they have them in pink, you know, just for fun. But yeah. Well, this year, our theme has been Speak Jesus. I love the song we sang, of course. But, you know, for some of us, it's been a really tough year. I know that. But we did not back down from our theme of Speak Jesus. As I reflect, I think about how several people would tell me that they liked to say that phrase in different ways. For instance, like, Speak Jesus, meaning speak the powerful name of Jesus over people who are in some kind of distress. You know, an old-timey way might be to say, plead the blood of Christ over that situation. So yeah, that's a way to speak Jesus, for sure. Or some others have said, speak Jesus means talking to people about Jesus. Speak to people about Jesus. Yes, of course, that's what we mean. Or maybe you've thought it means talk to people the way Jesus would have. Yeah, we mean that too. Or maybe like a language. She speaks French, but she speaks Jesus. Well, that may be a little odd, but I get it. That could be a way. Or how about this one? Speak, Jesus. Speak, Jesus. Maybe it's a prayer crying out to God. Please speak to me. Speak to me. I need to know what you want for my next steps. Speak, Jesus. Well, in any case, I hope you have felt we have saturated this year everything in the thinking, actions, and words of Jesus. What would Jesus say? What would Jesus do? What would Jesus think? Or what would Jesus not say? Not do or not think. That has been this year's theme. I hope at times you were prompted to interact with someone who was sad or depressed or at wit's end about something, and you simply spoke a prayer of them in Jesus' name, or maybe you just sat beside them in silence, or maybe you even had to kind of admonish them to set aside some wrong behavior and seek Jesus. All of these are examples of speaking Jesus. You see, Jesus himself interacted differently with people, as you know. We have that clear in Scripture. It depended on what that person needed from him at that time. Let me give you like three examples. In the book of John, we have the friend of Jesus, Lazarus, dies. And what does he do? As he's going there, he weeps. He weeps. He didn't preach. He wept with his friends. That's speaking Jesus. Or how about in the book of Luke, Zacchaeus? He was really curious about Jesus. He was curious. What is this guy like? And he sought a way to find, to look at him and to listen to him. But Jesus looked up when, you know, he climbed up in the tree, and he looked up at him and said, come on down, you know, I interpret it as, let's go have dinner together. Let's just go have dinner together. You're curious about me? Let's just talk. That's speaking Jesus. Or again, in the book of John, when Jesus rescued the woman caught in the act of adultery. Now, let me just stop here. I find this this illustration curious too, because the I call them fake religious leaders of the time, the Pharisees, were so focused on stoning this woman when they knew full well who the man was too. The Bible says she was caught in the act of adultery. They knew who the man was, but they're stoning the woman. Jesus knew this, so he didn't get pulled into their fury. You know what he did? He simply protected her and rescued her. But you know what he did? He also still boldly called out her sin. He said to her, after he silenced those that wanted to stone her, he said to her, "Go and sin no more." So he called it out. That's speaking Jesus, where justice and righteousness can happen together. That's speaking Jesus. In every case, they needed Jesus, but they needed him in different ways. The world needs Jesus. And all of you are leaving Bethel, whether for good or for just summer, and we just commissioned a grand group of people who are going to go into the world, and I want you to continue, no matter where you find yourself, continue to speak Jesus to a weary world. The world needs Jesus. I hope people have spoken Jesus to you. One of the delights of my work is I get to hear stories of those who have made a difference in the kind of ways I've just described. I've actually heard vivid examples of Bethel folks, Bethel people, who spoke Jesus over a situation. So today, I'm going to give you three examples of those among you who have lived up to our theme of speaking Jesus. So, you know, on Monday, if you were here, we had the Golden Acorn Awards, right? What fun. But today, I'm going to give out the Chocolate Acorn Awards. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Sorry, people, but on Monday, you couldn't eat those. There's some delicious chocolate, and they're literally chocolate acorns in the acorn, okay? And I'm going to give these out. I'm going to give these out to people who were exemplifying our theme this year. First of all, I'm going to recognize a student. It's a student who's been very bold in sharing her faith and being a living example of speaking Jesus. Shay Rathbun. You are being dismissed, yeah. Come over. Look at, well, you got quite a fan involved here, don't you? Okay. All right. Well, I guess it's obvious she's a sign language interpreting major. However, she knows the world needs Jesus, and she's preparing to use her skills by exposing people to Jesus through sign language. This is what people say about Shay. Shay is never shy to speak about Jesus to anyone. She recently spoke in Vespers publicly, but then privately she continues to have conversations with different students about what it means to really know Christ and to be in a relationship with him. You know, no one's grading Shay on this. This is not a course. This is not a project. She's not trying to make a team, right? She's doing this because the world needs us to speak Jesus. Thank you, Shay. Thank you for speaking Jesus. Take your chocolate acorn, set it aside. I know you have to continue this, but they rescued you. Secondly, I want to tell you about a voicemail message I received about a month ago. As you know, our men's basketball team traveled to Kansas City to compete in nationals. They didn't come home national champions, and so you can imagine some of the disappointment. That Monday morning, I walked into my office, and there was a voicemail message. I hit the button, and this is what I heard. "My name is Brian Tolley, and I was in the same hotel your basketball players were in this past few days." Do you have any idea in that split second what went through my mind? I think you do. I thought, should I pick up the phone and get Julie Beam on the phone right away? You know, the space between that word and the next word seemed enormous. But these were the words. "I just want to say that they represented your university with such class. They are great young men. Yesterday, they were downstairs reading the Bible in the lobby. The hotel is fairly busy, but during breakfast, they were so polite and respectful to the staff. Tremendous young men. I just wanted you to know this. They did such an incredible job representing what Christian young men should be all about. Congratulations." Wow. That makes this Barbie cry, I'm gonna tell you. You know, again, I'm not sure there was any intentionality. I don't think Coach Draben said, "Okay, guys, time to show off. Let's go pray." No. These guys were just acting in a way that spoke the name of Jesus. Somebody from the basketball team here? Will somebody from the basketball team come up and get the chocolate acorn? Come on, guys. I know you're here. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, stay down there. You make me look so short when you're up here. So, guys, again, one acorn. There's a lot. By the way, there's a lot of chocolate in there, so you can share it. Make sure it gets shared. Thank you for speaking Jesus in a way, again, it wasn't required of you. Nobody made you do it. But you spoke Jesus to a weary world. And you impressed people in a hotel when they didn't expect to come that day and be impressed. Thank you. Thank you. So somebody take the acorn. Appreciate it. Yeah, there you go. My third example is not a student, but a staff member. And I think a lot of you know her, and we mostly just know her by her initials, RJ. RJ, are you here, RJ?
Here.
Come on down. Come on. You know RJ, she's the director of our counseling center. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You know, while offering total confidentiality, there is a steady stream of students willing to trust her with their experiences, sometimes very hard experiences. Her impact is quiet. It has to be, right? Her impact is quiet behind the scenes. But she speaks Jesus loudly, right? Sometimes to over, you ready for this? 100 appointments a month. Yeah. Sometimes we speak Jesus quietly and behind the scenes when recognition would be insensitive. And this is what RJ has done this entire year for this campus. RJ, thank you for speaking Jesus. Take your chocolate acorn. So, where will you be this summer? I know it's a little less crowded in here than it usually is, but thank you for those who've come. But where will you be here? Where will you be this summer? In what ways can you speak Jesus? The world needs Jesus. Speak it loud and clear. whether in words or in actions or quietly standing beside the person who just needs a friend. Please speak Jesus. Now, I think I hear my Barbie car. You know, the Barbie-mobile, it's coming to pick me up here. So I'm going to have Sean come up. We always sing our favorite song on the last chapel, our alma mater. So Sean, come on up. Let's sing the alma mater.
All right. Our favorite song, yes. And Dr. Rob Ryan, retiring this year. The one and only. I think this should be like communion in the church. If you guys want to just pass the elements, those chocolate acorns around while we sing, that would be delightful. I think the basketball guys are doing that. I'm going to invite you to stand for this blockbuster song that was written a number of years ago. Most of you know it. Many of you don't. Some of you wish you didn't know it. But we're going to sing it with gusto as we conclude our final chapel of the school year. Take it away, Rob. All right, give it everything you got. Come on.
Forward with Bethel Pilate, with Christ at the helm, preparing for service in life's every realm. Sharing with one another the good times we've had. Oh, Bethel, to be part of you means always to be glad. Onward, onward with Bethel Pilots, the school of our choice. So proudly we claim her with one united voice. For Bethel, onward and ever greater, our watchwords shall be. Bethel, our alma mater, we love and honor thee.
Bethel, our alma mater.
Bethel, our alma mater, oh, we love and honor thee.
Thanks for listening to the Bethel University Chapel Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast and get more information at chapel.betheluniversity.edu or check us out on the iTunes Store by searching for Bethel University Chapel.